Bro, it's a big deal because you are a big deal. You are a freaking big deal. Start celebrating your birthday today. It's not too late. It's never late. Start celebrating yourself because no one's gonna celebrate you the way you celebrate you. Wagwan, 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 what's up, how are you feeling? Happy New Year! I miss you guys, I miss you guys, I miss the pod, I miss the mic. It's been long since I picked up this microphone. It's been, I don't know, 2 months since I stepped away from the mic, and my, oh my, I missed you guys. I missed yapping. Anyway, happy New Year. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. I'm feeling so energetic. I'm feeling so nice. I'm feeling, oh, this is about to be another amazing episode. But before we start, let me introduce myself. Okay, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. By the way, if you can tell from the title, it's a rebirth. That's why I'm this energetic. It's a fucking rebirth. I don't know where to start, guys. I have no idea where to start because my I have a lot of gist. I have a lot of gist to tell you. We need to catch up. We literally need to catch up because, man, I've missed you guys. I've missed the microphone. I've missed yapping. I've just missed the pod. But okay, where do you even start from, man? First, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. If you don't know, I am a fucking Capricorn. What? You know, I feel like I have a lot of things I want to say at the same time, so I don't know what to say first. But I celebrated my birthday 2 weeks ago. My birthday is 5th January, so that makes me a Capricorn. And before I even get into the birthday shenanigans, because my birthday was lit, the latest birthday ever, before I get into all the details, I want to talk to you guys why I'm insist I'm why I'm insisting on saying I am a Capricorn, because I have never been that person who believed in star signs, in zodiac sign or whatever. I have never been that person. But things that happened to leading to my birthday just made me start believing. Because when I celebrated my birthday, I didn't know other people. First, where do I start from? I used to hate my birthday. That is going to come up somewhere. I'm going to tell you guys why I used to hate my birthday and why I never celebrated my birthday. Even if you listen to this podcast like 5 years ago, 2020, back in 2020 when I started, I have never mentioned my birthday. Never. I have never mentioned my birthday. Even my friends used to ask me, I've never seen you celebrate your birthday. Like, birthdays used to be like a gray area for me. I had never celebrated my birthday. Actually, honestly, I started celebrating my birthday 3 years ago. 2024 was the 2023. Ah, no, wait. We are in 2026. Yeah, I'm right. 2024 was the first year I actually celebrated my birthday. 2024. I'm sorry. 2024 actually was the first year I cut my first birthday cake. How crazy is that? I celebrated my first birthday when I was 26. How crazy is that? There's a story there that I'm gonna tell you guys. That's why this episode is called a rebirth. It's not the normal New Year, new me. Actually, this is our first episode of the year. Did I tell you guys Happy New Year? If I didn't, Happy New Year again. I hope 2026 is your best year yet. So I was saying how this year feels like a rebirth. Not the usual new year, new me. It feels like me falling in love with myself again, me choosing myself again, me shedding the older versions of me, and me outgrowing survival mode. So let's start the story from the beginning. I was born in 1998. I'm getting old, man. Guys, I turned 28. I'm fucking 28 years old. Bro, I'm in my late 20s. I can't believe that. Just saying that age out loud is scary. It's scary and exciting at the same time because nowadays I look at aging differently. I'm excited to get to 30. I want to be hot in my 30s, in my 40s. Like, I'm excited to age, man. I don't care about the shit they tell women about your 30s. I don't know. I don't care about that shit. I'm excited to get old because life gets better as you get older. That's what I've realized. Like my 20s, my early 20s, though the ghetto, I would never even want to go back there. I love where I'm at. I am peaceful with my age. I love where I'm at. So let the story begin. Why I used to hate my birthday. Number one, I used to hate my birthday because January, duh. Like, who is born in January? How are you born in January? Like, I even used to joke about this to my friends back in uni and say, I wish my mom would have just, I wish I was born prematurely. It's crazy. I wish I was just born prematurely so that I would be born maybe in December or November. But why January? In fact, the beginning of January, not even mid-January, late January, 5th fucking January. Why? So I used to hate my birthday because January has this this stereotype, this notion that it's the brokest month. People are always so broke in January, but that is kitambo. Nowadays, January is just like a normal month. If you're broke, you're broke alone. People have money out here. If you're broke, you're broke alone. So there's just that, you know, stereotype that January, people are broke, so you won't get gifts for your birthday. Your birthday is going to be boring. But I changed that. That's why this is a rebirth. I decided that, no, people are not going to tell me. First of all, I didn't choose to be born in January. Yeah. So I can't change my birthday. I can never change my birthday. So I just had to learn to accept my birthday and even fall in love with it because I felt like, oh, January being born at the beginning of the year feels like a rebirth. Feels like life is giving you another chance to start again, start afresh. Just write your mistakes, write your wrongs, outgrow survival mode, shed all the versions of you. It's like a new, it feels like a breath of fresh air. Do you get what I'm saying? So I just started falling in love with my birthday slowly, but slowly. But first, I hated my birthday because I was born in January. Hashtag broke month in quotes, which is a line nowadays. But another reason why I used to hate my birthday is because I never celebrated my birthday when I was young, man. I don't even have any childhood photos of me celebrating my birthday, of me cutting my cake. And I feel like childhood birthdays are right at where you call your friends from school, you cut your cake, and then you take, it was so nice. You carry snacks to school, you cut your cake in school, you share it with your classmates, your friends. I didn't have that. I never celebrated my birthday when I was young. So that is also another reason why I used to hate my birthday, because I didn't know how to celebrate my birthday. I didn't know how it felt. I didn't grow up that way. Call it childhood trauma. That's why you have to heal your inner child, guys. I talk about this all the time on the pod. You gotta heal your inner child because it will rob you of things in your adulthood life that you deserve. So I had to work my way around that. I was like, okay, I'm now an adult. No one's coming to save me. If I don't start celebrating my birthday now, I think I'll die without celebrating my birthday, and that's a weird way to die. So I felt like, no, okay, I didn't celebrate my birthday when I was young, but now I am parenting myself. So I have to start celebrating myself. So that's another reason why I used to hate my birthday, man. Another reason why I used to hate my birthday is because it reminded me of my dead mom. Yeah. You know, when you think about your birthday, you think about the person who brought you into this world. Duh. And that's my mom, my late mom. So every time I used to think about my birthday, I used to think about my late mom, and just, I would just start feeling so emotional, start feeling sorry for myself. I wish she was here to just celebrate this with me. But then, man, she already died. So I have to come to terms with that and stop being emotional. It's not bad to be emotional, but I have to. That is not a reason for me not to celebrate my birthday. I think she would love me to celebrate my birthday. So those are the reasons. Those are mostly the reasons why I never celebrated my birthday. But now I shifted my mindset. back in 2024, I shifted my mindset and was like, bro, no one's coming to celebrate you. No one's coming to save you. It's your fucking birthday, bro. If you're waiting there for people to come and give you gifts, people to buy you cakes, you're going to be waiting for a long time. So I just decided, okay, I was born in January 5th and I was not the only one. Actually, let me tell you how I started falling in love with my birthday. I shifted my mindset and I decided that no one's coming to save me. I'm redefining. I'm breaking these generational curses. I'm redefining my joy. I'm celebrating myself. I'm falling in love with myself. I'm parenting myself. And I actually realized I'm actually not the only person born in January. A lot of people are born in January. And we're kind of unique. We are Capricorns. Let me tell you guys a list of people who are Capricorns. Actually, January Capricorns. Because there is December Capricorns and January Capricorns. So, number one on my list, my favorite artist in this world. If you listen to this pod, you know my favorite artist in this world. The world boss himself, Vybz Kartel, is a Capricorn. That's why he's my favorite artist. Another reason why I feel like I have started believing in zodiac signs. I was reading a book and a friend of mine also said, he said that the reason why if you are born around the same time, you have the same behavior, just go back and look at the artists, the kind of music you like and the artists you like, you love. It goes back to your star signs. Like in most cases, your favorite artist is someone you share your star signs. You're born around the same time. I actually believed that this year when I saw Vybz Kartel celebrating his birthday this year on 7th January. I was like, bruh, we are both Capricorns. Now I get it. Clock that shit. I get it now. That's why I love your music so much. That's why I relate to you so much. Just go back and just do your research. The people that you love, the music you love, the artists you love, the people like you, that you have the same kind of behavior. You have the same kind of coping mechanisms. You think alike. Just go back. It dials down to your zodiac signs, your star signs. That's why I started believing that shit. So Vybz Kartel is a Capricorn. He actually shares his birthday with the late Raila Odinga, Baba, 7th January. So they're both Capricorns. We are both Capricorns. That's why I love those people so much. If you listened to my episode where I was mourning Baba and how he was one of my mentors and how it's so crazy how last year, the episode where I hosted Fanaka, he asked me who my dream guests were on the pod, and I said Raila Odinga and Vybz Kartel. How crazy is that? Just go back and listen to that episode. You're going to hear. Even I have a snippet of it on my TikTok. Just go back to listen. I don't know which episode number it is on YouTube featuring Fanaka. Just go back and listen to that and watch that episode on YouTube. There's a point at the end of the episode, there's a place where he asks me, who are your dream guests on this podcast? And I say Raila Odinga and Vybz Kartel. How crazy is that? We are both Capricorns. Another Capricorn, Shonda Rhimes, bro. My mentor, Shonda Rhimes. Oh my God. Like, these are all the answers I need. Shonda Rhimes, my mentor when it comes to writing, creating films, bro. She's a Capricorn. Actually, she was born in 13th January. She's a Capricorn. That's why I love her work so much. I relate with her shows so much. I relate with her writing so much. Because you're both Capricorns. Clock that shit. Another Capricorn, Michelle Obama. Do I need to say much? Michelle Obama. She's a Capricorn. I don't even need to justify that. The queen, the mother, Michelle Obama. She's actually also one of my mentors. That woman, bro, she's a Capricorn. That's why I love her so much. I didn't even know she was a Capricorn until when I saw her, when I saw Barack Obama wishing her happy birthday. I was like, what? Michelle Obama is also a Capricorn? Dude. Like, Capricorns, we're just the best. We're the greatest. The greatest people are Capricorn. You can't convince me. The greatest people are Capricorns. Okay. Another Capricorn, Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy. Bro. My favorite shows, another Capricorn, Nina Dobrev from Vampire Diaries. Bruh, this list is endless. It's endless. I love my Capricorns. And that's why I actually started believing in these zodiac signs, star signs and whatever. Because you kind of relate with those people. that you share the same birth month with, you kind of relate with them. The way you think, the way you, the things you like, the music, the movies, they make sense. So yeah, I started falling in love with my birthday, celebrating myself, because I was like, bro, this life is, we're only here. We were not here forever, by the way. We are not here forever. And let me tell you guys, my birthday this year was the latest birthday ever. Take me back, man. I was like, why are birthdays one day? We need to celebrate our birthdays the entire month. Man, take me back to that day, because I had so much fun. I was so lit. I was so happy. I went to a small getaway in Nanyuki, and I was just so happy. I swam. I did a lot of nice things. I cut my cake. So I was saying how I've started building a birthday ritual. Nowadays, when my birthday is approaching, I have these rituals that I have to do for my birthday, because I have to celebrate my birthday. I've come to realize that birthdays are, what's the word, sensational? They are just, there's something important about birthdays, about just celebrating yourself. It's the day you were born, and you can only celebrate your birthday. You can't do it in the middle of the year. So that one day is a very special day. So I've built this ritual that every year on my birthday, I have to buy myself a birthday cake. Whatever comes, whatever goes, whatever happens, I have to make sure I buy myself a birthday cake. I mean, what's a celebration without a cake? That's a meeting. What's a celebration without a cake? So I have this ritual that every year now, I have to buy myself a birthday cake. Again, another ritual I have is I have to write myself a birthday letter. So last year was 2025. Last year I turned 27. So last year when I turned 27, I wrote my 28-year-old self a birthday letter, which I read this year when I turned 28. So this year when I turned 28, I've already written my 29th-year-old self a birthday letter, which I will read next year when I turn 29. So that's a ritual, because those letters, when I read them after 1 year, now they make sense, because they have the goals, the things I want to achieve, how I want my 28th year to go. So when I read them again next year on my 29th, I'm like, okay, this is what I wanted. This is where my mind was at when I was 28. These are the things that meant a lot to me. These are the things that I wanted to achieve when I was 28. So it feels so nice. Birthdays, oh, yes, they're nice. Start celebrating your birthday, guys, man. It's just one day. It's not a big deal. Bro, it's a big deal, because you are a big deal. You are a freaking big deal. Start celebrating your birthday today. It's not too late. It's never late. Start celebrating yourself, because no one's going to celebrate you the way you celebrate you. Please. Don't wait for people to celebrate you. Don't even feel bad because people are not going to celebrate you, because everyone is dealing with their own shit. You have to celebrate yourself, and no one's going to celebrate you if you don't celebrate yourself. Nowadays, even me, my family members, when my birthday is approaching, they already ask me, what are you doing this year? What plans do you have for your birthday? Because they already know I have to do something special for my birthday, because that's the ritual I have for myself. That's how I have presented. That's how I like pampering myself. So they already ask me. So this year, what are your plans for your birthday? Because they already know this girl has to do something for her birthday. So you have to love yourself. You have to pump yourself. It starts with you. You have to celebrate yourself first, because no one's gonna celebrate you the way you celebrate you. You are the fucking celebration. You are the fucking celebration. So those are the rituals. Also, another ritual, a birthday brag list. So on my birthday, actually, after reading my birthday letter, I create my birthday brag list. So what's a birthday brag list? A birthday brag list are things that I can brag about on my birthday, things that I achieved on that year. That I can brag about things that, yeah. So you have to, I create my birthday brag list. Like this year, my birthday brag list. Okay, should I mention? Okay, yeah. This is my point. My birthday brag list was, I got an opportunity to be a TV host. I got a sponsorship for my podcast. I had it somewhere. I'd written them. I'm not sure I have all of them in mind. So I had like a few, those are the things, a few, I had a lot of, I went to film school and graduated. That was also my birthday brag list. I went to film school and graduated. So Yeah, so those are my three main birthday brag lists. So you should start that. Start celebrating yourself. Whether your birthday is in January, is in December, is in February, July, celebrate yourself. We are unlearning stereotypes. In this podcast, society doesn't mean shit. We are not listening to society because society will mislead you. We are unlearning. We are relearning. Okay, so we are unlearning the stereotype that, hey, January, you can't celebrate your birthday in January because January is the most broke month. People are broke in January. January is a dry month. We are unlearning that. Who said you can't say, you do because you didn't choose the day you were born. So celebrate it. Okay, celebrate your birthday. Anyway, what are we talking about today on the podcast? It's a rebirth. So I learned to celebrate myself and I loved being a Capricorn. Actually, that's my entire personality. This year I was like, it's Capricorn season. I learned celebration. So actually I had a few things that I learned. I wanted to do a 28 lessons that I've learned, but I feel like that's going to be a long, long episode. We are 20 minutes in. So I feel like if I start mentioning 28 lessons I learned in my 28 years, that's going to be a hella long episode. But I just want to give you guys a few lessons that I've learned in my 28 years of living on this earth. First of all, shout out to Saja, man. Not everyone gets to 28. People die in their teenage years. People die during childbirth. It's just a privilege to celebrate my 28th birthday. I think when I turn 30, that's when I'm going to do 30 lessons. Dirty 30. 30 lessons in 30 years. Okay, that sounds like a dope episode. But now let's do a few lessons that I learned in my 28 years on this planet. Number one, self-love. Self-love, self-love, self-love. The most important feminist act. No one is gonna love you more than you love yourself. Like I said, no one is ever gonna love you more than you love yourself. So don't be afraid to pamper yourself, show yourself love, because when you do that, you stop being impressed by mediocrity because you've already shown yourself what real love looks like. And when I started celebrating my birthdays myself and not waiting for anyone, that was self-love. Like I was like, nah, I'm not going to wait for a boyfriend to treat me and celebrate my birthday for me. I'm not going to wait for no one. And when you set that standard, oh, people are like, okay. You're not going to be impressed by mediocrity when someone just comes and takes you on a lunch date for, but they're like, bro, that's small. Those are the things I've done for myself. Give me something more. Give me something more. So self-love is one great lesson I've learned. Learn to love yourself. A lot of people don't love themselves out here. Guys, a lot of people don't love themselves. A lot of people actually don't know how to love themselves. People think that when they love themselves, they are selfish. They're being selfish. No. You're not being selfish. It starts with you because no one's going to love you if you don't love yourself, man. Choose yourself. Love yourself. That's one great lesson I've learned in my 28 years on this planet. The second lesson, life gets better as you grow older, man. Oh, no one should lie to you at the, oh, when you get to your 30s, you lose your value as a woman. Eh? No, that's bullshit. That's BS. No one should lie to you. In fact, life gets better as you grow older. I can testify that life gets better as you grow older because, man, my teenage years, my early 20s, my mid-20s were the absolute gero. I can never even want to go back there. I do not ever want to go back there. I made the worst mistakes. I made the worst decisions. No, it was the absolute gero. I never want to go back to those years. But now as I grow older, I know better. I do better. I want better things for myself. I align myself with the things that I love. I can speak up for myself. I can stand up for myself. I know what I want. I know who I are. Life gets better as you grow older. Don't be hard on yourself because you know better. You do better. So just hold on. Just hold on. Just hold on. Don't be afraid to get old, especially women. We are always told a lot of things when you grow. Like you get old, when you grow old as a woman, you lose your value. You get old. I don't know what. You can't do some. There's some things you can't do when you grow. That's bullshit. That's all bullshit. Life gets better as you grow older. So don't be afraid to age. Especially women, we're always age shamed a lot. We are always ashamed a lot. And don't let that get to you. Do not let that get to you. Do not let them get to you. Be proud of your age. be proud of. And I feel like as a woman, the older you get, the more your body now, your body just grows. It becomes more feminine. It becomes more curvy. You just become more sexy. But as a woman, as you grow older, you just become more sexy. You become more beautiful. You know how to dress your body. Life gets better as you grow older. No one can convince me otherwise. No one can tell me otherwise. Another lesson I've learned during my time on this planet is you are in charge of the life you create for yourself. So do nice things for yourself. We are the adults now, man. We are the adults. When did that happen? So you're in charge of the life you create for yourself. Don't wait for people. Stop waiting for people. Hey, if you wait for people, you're gonna be disappointed. Do not wait for people to do for you the things that you want to do for yourself. Start showing up for yourself. Start doing all those things you want people to do for you. Start doing them for yourself. Pamper yourself. You're all you got, so you're in charge of your life. The decisions, everything. Like nowadays, people they say, "Oh, Christmas is not the way Christmas used to be when we were children." Because we're the adults now. If you want it to be the way you wanted, the way it used to be, you have to make it to be that way. Because now we are the adults. We're in charge of celebrating Christmas our own way. We're in charge of celebrating our birthdays. Oh, so. You're in charge of your life, of the life you create for yourself. So do nice things for yourself. Another lesson is invest deeply in sisterhood. If you're a guy listening, invest deeply in brotherhood. If you're a lady, invest deeply in sisterhood, girlhood, friendship, man. Friendships are the best ships. I prefer friendships than relationships. There's just something special about friendships, true and genuine friendships. There's something special about that. And I won't lie, me, I'm a girl's girl. I am a girl's girl. People nowadays shade people are girl's girl. They say girl's girls are pretenders. Me, you won't tell me shit. Those are stereotypes. Because women, we've been beat against each other for the longest time. So it's weird for the world when women support each other, when women support women. Me, I'm a girl's girl and I'm ready to die on that hill. So kill me. Yes, I am a girl's girl and I'll forever be a girl's girl. I'll forever be rooting for my girlies. So support your friends. Show up for them. Build a community. It's very important. That community is the one that will help you as you grow. Like I said, we are the adults now. People, I'm heading to my 30s. People will start celebrating their weddings. Who's gonna be there holding your gown? Who's gonna be your maid of honor? Your friend. So if you don't invest deeply in sisterhood and girlhood now, who's gonna be standing there with you on the most important day of your life? Who's gonna be there? We are the adults now. We need that community. We need to support each other because adulting is not easy. So you need that community. You need that support. So invest deeply in friendships. Support your friends. Support your sisters. Invest deeply in sisterhood. Support that. Build a community. It's very important. Because to survive adulting, you need a community. You really need people who will hold you down. You need people who will be holding your hand during tough times and good times. Okay? That's another lesson I've learned. Another lesson is confidence will take you far. Confidence will take you far. Confidence will take you far. Learn to advocate for yourself. Speak up for yourself. Be audacious. The world rewards audacity. Show up for yourself. There's a quote that there's an interview I did on this pod. I don't remember the episode with this lady. She was called Urmi. If you just go back and listen to the episode, there's a quote she said. I don't know she said that's her favorite quote. I think I asked her what's her favorite quote. And she said this quote that has stuck with me since. It goes, some women fear the fire. Some become the fire. So be the fire. And don't be afraid to be the fire. Don't be afraid to be the fire. People are scared of confident women. Have I said that before? People are scared of confident women. They'd rather be you're a woman who's still trying to find her confidence than you being confident. So be confident. Learn to stand up for yourself. And once you learn how to stand up for yourself, There's a way people are going to treat you. People are not going to come with their bullshit. People are not going to just treat you anyhow. People have to check themselves before they even talk to you, because they're like, oh, this girl doesn't entertain bullshit. So learn to advocate for yourself. Learn to speak up for yourself. Confidence will take you so far. That's another big lesson that I've had to learn the hard way. Another lesson: closed mouths don't get fed. Closed mouths don't get fed. Again, speak up for yourself. Goes back to confidence. Speak up for yourself. Pitch. But then what I've learned in my career nowadays, if I don't pitch, I'm going to sleep hungry. If I don't speak up for myself, if I don't approach the people I want to work with, if I don't apply for those jobs, my friend, I'm going to sleep hungry. So closed mouths don't get fed. Speak up for yourself. You want someone to work with you. You want to get a job. Go up there and find that job. Go out and speak and umba your cousin. No one even knows you. So no one will ever come knocking at your door and present you with a job on a silver platter. Hey, no one. That has ever happened. You have to go out and knock on those doors. You have to knock on those doors and seek those opportunities. Opportunities are not going to come to you. You have to go to them. You have to go to them. So closed mouths don't get fed. Remember that. Never forget that. Again, another lesson. Your voice is your power. Your voice is your power. Use it well. Be unapologetically excellent. Don't apologize for being excellent. Don't apologize for being the smartest. Don't apologize for being good at what you do. Don't apologize for that. Be unapologetically excellent. Your voice is your power. Use it well. Use it well. Another great lesson that I've had to learn the hard way or the easiest way. I don't know. Another lesson: be shameless. Be fucking shameless. Be stupidly excellent and exceptional. Be fucking shameless. I've said this on this pod a lot of times. The moment you unlearn shame, especially as a woman, that's when you rise. That's when you rise, because men are not shameful. Men are not shameful. Men lack shame. One thing men lack, they lack, is shame. Men lack shame, my friend. Women, we are the ones who are shameless. We have shame. I mean, we are the ones who are, we are very shameful. Men out here lack shame. So be fucking shameless, man. Be stupidly excellent. Be exceptional. Never be afraid to be the best at something and wanting more for yourself. Never be afraid of that. Never shrink yourself to accommodate other people. Ha! Do not do that. Never sleep on yourself. Be shameless. Be shameless. Another lesson I've had to learn in my 28 years living under this planet: you're not for everyone. This I had to learn the hard way. You're not for everyone. Not everyone will like you. Okay? And another favorite artist of mine. Who can guess who it is? Champagne Papi, my favorite artist also. Drake. There's an interview I was watching of Drake the other day on YouTube where he said he stopped chasing unanimous love a long time ago. He stopped chasing unanimous love a long time, because no matter who you are, no matter the amount of success you achieve, you're not for everyone, and not everyone will like you. Because nowadays, I don't know why people hate on Drake. Me, you can't come to me on this. You can't come to my face and say you hate Drake. I will not entertain that. In fact, no Drake slander shall be tolerated on this podcast. You can't. I love that artist so much. He's one of my favorite artists forever. So he said something that really stuck with me, that he stopped chasing unanimous love a long time ago because you're not for everyone and not everyone will like you. So detach your ego from your work. Also detach your ego from your work. Some people don't like you. Don't start questioning yourself. Don't start beating yourself down and thinking that it has something with you. It has something to do with you. It doesn't. Because you're not for everyone and not everyone will like you. Simple. It's as simple as that. Stop chasing unanimous love. Even Jesus, he was not loved by everyone. So we're a normal human being. Who are you to think that you can be loved by everyone if Jesus himself, the savior of the world, was not loved by everyone? Who are you to think you can be loved by everyone? You can't. Another lesson. I've had to learn. I think this is the last one. Another lesson that I've learned in my 28 years on this earth is if you can learn how to do something, why pay someone else to do it? Create opportunities for yourself. If you can learn how to do something, why pay someone else to do it? So create opportunities for yourself. Okay? Learn to create opportunities for yourself. Don't wait to pay someone to. If I can actually learn to do something, why pay someone else to do it? You have to learn to create opportunities for yourself, especially in this country of ours, 254. So hard to find a job. So you have to learn how to create those opportunities for yourself. You don't have to wait for people to employ you. You have to learn those skills and create opportunities for yourself. Lastly, the most important lesson I've had to learn in my 28 years on this earth, and it's my quote that I created. If someone quotes this quote, I hope they say that I created this quote. It's one quote that I always tell a lot of my friends. The quote that I always end almost all my podcast episodes with is, "Your mind is your greatest asset." In fact, if of all the things I've said on this list, if you've not learned any, if you've not mastered any, please master this. Your mind is your greatest asset. Use it well. Everything starts from the mind. How you think, how you behave, how you treat people, how other people treat you, how you approach a certain situation. It all starts from the mind. That's why I say your mind is your greatest asset. Everything you want to achieve, it all starts from your mind. It all starts there. So use your mind well. What you tell your mind, that that's where it starts. If you tell your mind that you can't do this, you can't do it. If you tell yourself you can do it, you can do it. It all starts from your mind. Your mindset is everything. How you think. So if you change your mindset, you change your future. You change your entire future. So everything starts from the mind. Your mind is your greatest. No, never forget that. Of all the things I've ever said on this podcast from episode one until this is episode, bro. Did I even say which episode this is? This is episode 151, bro. Episode 151. Actually, this is the first episode of season 4. I think I was so excited about just being on the mic again after a 2-month hiatus that I forgot to even mention the episode. This is episode 151 and it's the first episode of season 4. Guys, we are on season 4. Last year we wrapped up season 3. This is actually a new season, season 4, episode 151. Okay, so I was saying, of all the things I've said on this podcast, if you've never learned anything from me, please learn this, that your mind is your greatest asset. It all starts from the mind. What you tell your mind, that's where it's at. That's what matters. Okay, so yeah, use it well, use your mind well. So those are the things that, those are the things that I've learned in my 28 years on this earth. I think that's a good list. Yeah, I think that's a good list. That's a good list. I've learned a lot. So, and I hope they resonate with you. And I'm just super grateful to have turned 28 years old, man. Oh, 28. I'm a fully fledged adult. I'm a fully fledged adult. I have 2 years to turn 30. Oh, it feels so good. I'm just super excited for what this 28th year has in store for me. I hope it's my best year yet, man. I really, 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 really hope this is my best year yet. I hope I get to achieve all those crazy, weird, big dreams that I have in my head. I hope they all come true. I hope I meet the best people. I hope I experience the best things. I experience the best things in life. I meet the best people. I achieve the biggest dreams. I touch lives, man. At the end of the day, I hope I leave an impact with what I do. And I hope I get the money. I hope I hold the biggest amount of moolah this year from what I love doing. I hope this is my best year yet. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, and shout out to each and every one of you who wished me a happy birthday. Oh, I got a lot of birthday messages. I got a few presents. Shout out to each and everyone who wished me a happy birthday. Shout out to everyone who sent me a present, who sent me something for my birthday. I love you guys down. Thank you so much for your support. We are starting a new season. I can't believe we are on season 4, actually. Unspoken, we have come this far. We're actually launching season 4. By the time you're listening to this, season 4 will be the poster for season 4 will be out. So man, I hope we do big things this year with the pod. Like, this podcast is my baby. When I sleep, I think of Unspoken. When I wake up, I think of Unspoken. When I eat, I think of Unspoken. Why? Unspoken has to make sense, man. I hope this is the year that Unspoken makes sense. I hope this is the year that this podcast makes a lot of money and reaches a lot of people and creates the biggest impact. Because the things I have in my head, oh, I need a lot. I need to do them, man. So I hope that this is that year for me, man. So shout out to each and everyone who listens, who keeps listening. When I was on my hiatus, the guys were asking me, what happened? What happened? We need new episodes. I was like, guys, relax. I need to celebrate my birthday. I'm taking time out. Time out, time out. So shout out to you guys who hold me down, man, who listen to the pod and support me. Y'all are the realest. Y'all are the realest. So yeah. Allow me to love and leave you over here. Oh, and check out my YouTube channel. I uploaded a vlog yesterday. It's been long since I uploaded a vlog. It's been like 6 months. The last vlog I uploaded was in... The last vlog I uploaded was in July last year. So the vlog I uploaded yesterday is just a recap of my year, how my year was from August to December. So really check that vlog. I check it out, because I took my time to just edit it. I edited it so well. It's such a nice vlog. So check it out, because after that, I'm dropping the birthday vlog. You're not ready for my birthday vlog. My birthday vlog, actually. It was the latest birthday ever. So that vlog is about to eat. So yeah, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on Instagram. I will know it. Instagram and Unspoken Podcast K. All the podcast details are gonna be there, because you're entered. Anyway, see you on the next episode. And remember, like I always say, your mind is your greatest asset. Use it well. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios. We'll be right back.